I am joined by my sidekick in banter, Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Hello, Matt.
Happy post-Oscars.
Yes, happy post-Oscars. We are seeing morning results already in terms of ratings. The ratings seem to be a record low. And I was looking at my Twitter feed last night, and Leslie Jones of Saturday Night Live was doing the thing she does for Oscars, the running commentary. And this may be one reason why the ratings are so low. We'll just listen to Leslie Jones.
I'm just going to say it. I don't want people to be mad at me, but some of these movies I have not seen. Like The Darkest Hour, all that. I have not seen some of these movies, man. What's the other fabric thing? The Phantom Planet Thread? I don't know. I ain't seen some of this shit, man. That's why I don't watch this show sometimes, because I haven't seen them all.
So other than that, though, Matt, as you well know, everything is down in TV right now. It's across the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to look at the Oscars and say, oh, well, the movies were unknown to so many people. They talked about politics all the time. But the Oscars are just like every other award show. They're facing this fleeing audience of television viewers. People are not watching linear television the way they once did. So I don't put much into the argument that politics turns people away.
We're not even talking just award shows. Football games are down. Everything is down. As you say, the television watching habit that has been around for decades is fading away. And that is part of the anxiety and shift that we see at Hollywood. And I guess I'll use that to transition to Fox Searchlight, which picked up the Best Picture Award last night with Shape of Water and had a very good night. You went to their party and you told me earlier it felt like end times with the Disney acquisition of Fox hanging over Fox Searchlight.
Absolutely. My analogy was it felt like a frat house when they knew they were getting kicked off campus. It was one last hurrah. Everybody was going nuts. It was a huge party. Obviously, they won Best Picture. This is the third Best Picture in 5 years that Fox Searchlight has won. A pretty extraordinary run. But now there's this big question. Are they even going to exist in a year? Will they exist, but in a lesser way where they're not able to determine their own destiny? They've become a label under Disney that they have some new overlord and they're not going to be able to pick their own movies and their own marketing campaign. Fox Searchlight has a nice little business where they release these movies that need the awards attention.
And get it to
get box office. And both Three Billboards and Shape of Water have crossed $100 million worldwide. For those two movies.
And we should say with very low budgets.
Right, exactly. They are not the kind of movies that are considered big successes under the Disney label. The question now is Disney going to care enough about these kinds of movies to support Fox Searchlight if they're in a Disney universe? And I don't know. I mean, Bob Iger was there at the Oscars last night and went to the Governor's Ball and was sitting there watching the Fox Searchlight people celebrate. He must think to himself, there is value here. These movies didn't lose money. Is it Black Panther? No. But I actually don't see Fox Searchlight going away. Do you?
No, I have to say, if you're going to evolve in this, and we're in this moment of consolidation and mega companies, I don't think Disney can say, well, you know, our brand is not that, because there's an appetite for it. For sure, Netflix is going to go there and fulfill those kinds of appetites. And so Disney needs to sort of say, as they did in the days when they invented the Touchstone label and they made raunchy comedies that weren't considered consistent with the Disney brand, at that time, they were sort of like, that is Touchstone, that is something other, and we are still your friendly Disney company. And they're going to have to do that now if they want to have a streaming service that anybody cares about and if they want to compete in this world. Well, so let's turn to some of the big moments from the show. Just thinking as I speak, the Frances McDormand acceptance speech is absolutely one of those big moments. We're going to listen to the key words of that right now.
I have two words to leave with you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, inclusion rider.
So now everybody wants to know, what is an inclusion rider?
Okay, this is what an inclusion rider is. It is when someone requires, as part of their contract to do a movie, a rider that provides for a certain level of guaranteed diversity, whether it's ethnic, gender, whatever, in the contract. So it is not just a goal that a studio is saying they're going to try to do. It is a requirement that you must hire this number of people. Now, the talk of this has been around for a while. Studios hate this because it not only requires them to act and to make people hired and not hired, but it potentially opens themselves up to liability on the other side if
right.
People feel they're discriminated against because of this. So I don't know how much traction this is going to get, but I see the arguments on both sides.
I can certainly see big enough star, big enough showrunner saying, I want this. And I would think there might be a negotiation to agree that it's a goal instead of a binding obligation. But on the other hand, if it's not binding.
But then let's say Frances McDormand agrees to do a Martin Scorsese movie. Does that mean that Martin Scorsese needs to not work with the people that he's been working with for 40 years in order to hire half new people that he's never worked with before and doesn't know and doesn't trust as a filmmaker?
It has to be a negotiation, but, you know, the shame it would be if, in fact, Martin Scorsese or someone else has no inclusiveness in his crew, or hopefully her crew at some point. That would be something that one would like to see addressed. And I guess if you don't, you know, break some eggs, you don't make an omelet.
That's the argument, that you have to push this on people. And this is a way for stars of a certain stature to use that stature to push the industry towards change.
So turning to the big prize, it went to Shape of Water. And there, you know, there are kind of two ways to look at that, really. I mean, I kind of had a sense that a lot of people in my Twitter feed were really, really wanting Jordan Peele and Get Out to win, because they feel that that is the more socially impactful film. And Guillermo del Toro's film is sort of an allegory about acceptance, but it doesn't have the bite and edge of Get Out. So I wondered, is this the old guard at the Academy finally having the last word? But on the other hand, people think that it's actually the opposite, and that this is part of the new guard at the Academy being willing to consider interspecies relationships.
Right. I actually think that Get Out would have been an edgier choice, just given the subject matter and the fact that it's a horror movie, which, you know, is not typical Academy fare. If you look at Shape of Water, you know, it's a fable and it has much more universal themes to it. So I do see this as more of a traditional choice than something like Get Out would have been. But that said, I mean, it is a fish monster sex movie. So you could argue that the Academy is getting a little bit more avant-garde with it. I don't know. You can parse this one way or the other.
Yeah, I sort of lean the way you lean. I think that people very much like Guillermo del Toro, and I had the sense that I thought, you know, they'll split and they'll give him director and they'll give Get Out picture, but we'll never know. But
one thing I think, Jordan Peele winning screenplay, the first African-American to win the original screenplay Oscar, I think shows that the voters wanted to give Get Out something big. Jordan Peele winning screenplay over Greta Gerwig and some of the others was the Academy's endorsement of that movie.
Well, we'll have a short intermission, and the next awards season is practically underway already, Matt.
Please.
I know we're both tired.
Please do not say that.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Report.